I'm gonna tell you guys the story of the ruined J Balvin meal.
Sounds interesting.
Y'all wanna hear it? Y'all wanna know it? You wanna hear it?
Yeah, come on. Yeah, it sounds interesting.
Alright, so my dad was taking me and my sister to McDonald's so that we can get the fabled J Balvin burger.
What?
When we ordered it, it was business as usual. We got a mini fries on the side, just like some sprinkle, just a cherry on the top or something, you know, the good stuff. Nice. And when we went to pick up our food, it didn't come with an Oreo McFlurry.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
And it clearly was advertised as coming with an Oreo McFlurry, a tiny one, but one nonetheless.
A tiny one? What, you getting it for your little dwarves that you have in the
Jacob,
back seat?
You're interrupting my story.
I'm confused. I'm just asking why you're getting
Shut
a
up,
tiny
Jacob.
McFlurry.
It will all be revealed in the end.
Okay.
It will all be revealed at its time, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we pulled up. This stuff was advertised, like, even in the ads and on the menu of, like, the area where you, in the drive-thru where you order shit, to come with a mini Oreo McFlurry. Hmm. And, we asked the cashier about, yo, Nick, where are our McFlurries, dude? Where are they, man? We want our McFlurries. And the cashier says, yo, you weren't rang up for, you guys weren't rang up for a McFlurry. Like, so all this time, the J Balvin meal never came with a McFlurry.
Oh, snap. Yo, Cisco, give them a one-star rating.
Yo, and y'all want to know what my sister did?
What?
She freaking flipped out, dude. She got pissed.
Oh, snap.
That explains
the
mini McFlurry.
She was getting ready to yell at that cashier, but she was going to send that cashier to Brazil.
Rest in peace, cashier.
We don't want any of that racism, so let's throw them in Germany, you know?
Bro, she was looking like Sonic about to punch Mario into Minecraft, bro.
Oh, God.
Don't worry.
And then
Steve will be
Minecraft.
There, because, you know, he's in Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man. And before my sister could just send this poor cashier, this minimum wage worker, all the way to the Shadow Realm, my dad was like, nope, we got to get out of here. He just drove off. We drove off.
Phew.
You should have done, dude.
Bruh.
All right. Well,
it was what we needed to do, man, or else my sister would have sent her to Brazil.
Nah. You know what you should have done? Go to Twitter. Let's just say, McDonald's didn't give me the freaking McFlurry. And then you'll get a Twitter message from Twitter and be like, oh, I'm sorry, something, Francisco, whatever. Oh, that you didn't get your McFlurry. Next time you go into McDonald's, how about we give you one? Yeah. Trust me, Cisco, that's happened to people so many times and they got free stuff. Damn. You can even do it now. You could complain to McDonald's.
Bruh.
Kind of want to do it right now.
I'm about to go pull up to McDonald's with the Uzi and go brap, brap, brap.
Nah. No, you gotta go.
This time that actually makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's start the intro. What's going on, Gelatties? It is us, the boys, and welcome to the Lazy Lads podcast. We're here to talk about our crazy stories and maybe the recent anime we've been watching. You'll touch on some of the topics for this podcast episode. But yeah, this is the first official podcast episode. Now, as we were talking about, you know, tell us the story you've been wanting to tell, Cisco.
About the anime I've been watching?
I think so, yeah.
You want to know the anime I've been watching?
Sure.
It's called Itadaki Saiki.
Oh, no.
I haven't watched it, so I haven't really...
It's really great, man. You should watch it. It's a really detailed animation, man. It's real good. Real good animation quality.
Yeah. Only, you know, high superior, you know, Dark Lords like me and Francisco know what that legendary anime is.
So sounds like I'm in for a ride.
It has such a grip, such a amazing story, man. Amazing. Freaking award-winning, dude.
Better than Sword Art Online story? That's unbeatable. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Definitely. Like Jacob, you'll always be an incubus. You know why? Because we're higher Dark Lords than you.
What?
That don't make sense, but okay.
Hey, I can at least be a Cerberus, all right?
Nah. You be an incubus, like a good incubus.
Damn. I have no clue what you guys are talking about, but okay.
I don't even know either. I'm just going along.
Bro, I don't know about you guys, but these pumpkin spice scented candles, bro, they got me acting up.
Oh my god.
Whoa, man. We don't want to get caught, dude. We don't want to get caught, you know? We've been dealing too much pumpkin spices, dude.
Dude, pass the pumpkin spice.
Candles got me acting up, bro.
You gotta pass
it. Got me acting unwise. These pumpkin spice scented candles got me questioning my loyalty to Rome.
Oh snap.
What about Germany? Yo, Chico,
how much you getting for those pumpkin spices?
Bro. Yeah. One pumpkin spice candle for $1 at the dollar store.
Oh my god.
Damn.
That's worth more than my whole gaming setup in my house. That's nuts.
Damn. I know, right?
Yeah.
It's freaking epic, bro. $1 for a pumpkin spice scented candle. Bro, these things got me acting unwise.
Only the real fans know. We smoke air.
All right. So apparently in Canada, I don't know if this is just a shitpost article or an actual like credited article, but apparently there's in Canada,
sorry,
in China, Canadian bottled air is selling for like hundreds of dollars.
Oh, snap.
What?
It's like O'Hare air, dude. O'Hare air. Like O'Hare air up in here, bro. You know the Lorax be pulling up.
The thing that always bothered me with that name is the hair part. Hair. O'Hare.
O'Hare air.
It's like, why would I want hair in my air?
O'Hare air.
I don't want to breathe hair air.
O'Hare. It's a name, dude.
I don't.
It's the name
still
of like, the brand,
me.
Bro. It's freaking epic.
It still makes me imagine
O'Hare
that.
O'Hare air. Bro, you know I be breathing it. You know I be inhaling that hair, bro.
Oh,
nah, we smoking that good oxygen, dog. Like.
Oh, God.
Bruh, this oxygen got me acting up, bro.
Oh, this air make me gonna go sicko mode, dog. Like the Travis Scott burger.
No.
Bro, this Travis Scott burger got me acting unwise.
You gotta resist it, man. You gotta resist the urge.
Yeah.
For real, though, that Travis Scott burger is a little overrated.
I haven't eaten the Travis Scott burger, so I can't really give my opinion on it.
Well, I'm just letting you know.
The J Balvin burger.
I'm just letting you know. I'd get it a second time if it came with a Travis Scott action figure.
Oh, nah. Only the real homies know. They attended the Travis Scott, you know, concert. Only the real homies went out to watch that.
When you find out that she went to the Fortnite Travis Scott concert with someone else.
And she's probably thinking, oh, my boyfriend's probably cheating on me right now. The boyfriend. Oh, I'm just here with the Lazy Lads podcast. And actually, that's not my girlfriend.
Nah.
It's just somebody who's pretending to be my girlfriend. Anime protagonist stuff.
Dude, he's exposing he doesn't have one. Oh!
Yes, I am single, so anybody who's watching this podcast who likes my sexy, good old voice, you know, you can look at pictures of
me. He wants to mingle! Oh!
Well, bro, we're gonna hit you with a bonk and send you to horny jail.
Hey, as long as it's not a sixth grader.
You're going to Brazil. You're going to horny jail in Brazil.
Oh, God.
Sorry, but, you know, we're gonna throw you down to where you belong.
You're gonna put you in your place, man. You're going to horny jail.
To be honest, I think I really do. I agree with you. I agree with you very, very
you
much.
You best not drop the soap there.
I will try. I will try to not.
You don't want to do the prison school, you know.
Don't want to drop the soap.
I don't want that prison school whole thing happening. Oh god, that sounds actually doesn't sound too bad, but yeah.
I haven't watched Prison School, so I can't give my take on it.
Of course, because you're not a full
weeb. Watch the scene. No, it doesn't matter. Just watch the scene right now. You drop the soap scene on Prison School.
Do it.
I don't feel like tainting my recommended section or my history with that.
It's not anything bad, you know? It's just some wholesome scenes of a video.
Yeah, very wholesome.
Do they send him to Brazil?
I mean, if that's what you think, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna watch that.
I kind of want to go to Brazil.
The real homies know what happened. Happened there was the greatest scene of never dropping soap ever again.
Let me check it with my alt account.
Your alt account.
Bro, I got like 3 Smurf accounts on my phone, dude.
Don't worry, I have 10.
I got like multiple, but like most of it is just one of the accounts is, you know, the actual podcast account, which I think I also sent to you guys so you guys can use it too, unless maybe I'll still have to, but yeah. And then I have my own personal account.
Don't worry.
And my YouTube account.
I used all my 10 accounts. Don't worry, but I used all my 10 accounts to subscribe to PewDiePie 10 times.
Oh my God.
Subscribe to PewDiePie right now.
Damn.
I bet PewDiePie is so mad at us right now.
Let me see this shit. I can't find it.
Do you want me to present it on screen? Actually, let me know, Jeremy, if it's a scene that we can actually see on the screen.
Yes, sir.
It is? Okay. Because I don't want to get demonetized. We don't want to get demonetized, I mean. We gotta act like a group.
Bro, this ain't a YouTube channel, dude.
Whoa, did you just say demonetize?
Demonetize, dude. We don't want that, man. Not a good.
I don't want to become an incubus like Jacob.
That does not sound very wholesome. Alright, I'm searching
it. But don't worry, some people will know it's very wholesome.
I can't get a single video of the scene, bro.
Don't worry.
No, wait, I got it. I found one.
No.
Don't worry, it'll come up soon.
Oh, I see.
Hold on, I'm gonna share it so we can all watch it together. Alright. Hold on. I'm gonna share the screen. And...
Bro, what is this?
Hey, Cisco, you're missing out on a lot of good stuff right now.
What?
Yeah, right now, that one, you just saw that scene, you're missing on that one right now. The anime is good.
I just saw that scene, bro. I just watched the scene, bro. I don't wanna... My eyes have been tainted. It's worse than the stuff I've seen on Rule 34.
Always know, it's still better than Sonic Rule 34.
You got a point. You have a point.
Alright, I'm sharing my
Jacob,
screen.
Jacob's screen recording. I mean, screen sharing.
All right, is it showing up the YouTube?
Yeah, we can see you're on Discord.
It's only showing me on Discord?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. It's just
snap.
It just showed the thing.
I can see infinity. Just infinite screens of what we're seeing.
I'm blue, 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 blue.
I'm so confused. Oh, that's so weird. That looks so weird. Oh, God.
Bruh, you're going to send us to Brazil.
Jesus. How do I change windows?
Because I'm blue, Dad. Let's eat over die.
Oh, God, kill me. Okay. Let me know if it shows up the actual YouTube. No, it doesn't. Okay. Well, whatever.
Bro, I already saw the video, man. Just watch it on your own time.
Yeah. That would have been interesting for the podcast, but, you know.
No, it would not have been interesting for the podcast.
Yeah, we probably got
it. It could have been demonetized.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, if we don't only have the audio only, probably, because, like, it's only audio only, so. Wouldn't really matter.
If it was just the audio, all we would have heard is Japanese. That's it. Just watch it on your
English
own time.
English dub.
Just watch it on your own time.
English dub.
Oh, no, the English dub, it's I'm not going to say anything else. All
right. You know, I'll probably check out the whole anime for myself someday, you know, when I'm alone.
The high-level demons like me can watch that.
That's epic. No one cares.
All right.
Why do I care about your,
What?
Never mind, no.
I'm so
Let's
confused.
Let's continue on with the video.
What's happening?
Either way, we gotta go call Chris Hansen, because Jacob telling a sixth grader that she
After
has nice knees.
After the 50 millionth time, man. This is the first time now, because we just started it, so... can we just leave that? Just leave it behind now? Like, come on.
No.
I already made my case.
Pay for your crimes.
How was I supposed
you
to know?
You gotta go to Brazil, man. You're gonna go to Brazil.
I don't want to go.
Chris Hansen's gonna send your ass to Brazil.
He needs to go to the gulag.
The gulag.
Yo, you gotta clutch the gulag, man. Best not be paired against a guy who just tosses C4 at your ass.
I'd rather get isekai'd.
Yeah, that's true. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen in this world.
Dang it.
You can't get isekai'd this time, man. Only me and Jeremy will get isekai'd. You will not get isekai'd, for you told a sixth grader that she has nice knees.
Yeah, only high tier demons like that can, you know, get isekai'd. Unfortunately, you are low tier incubus, which you cannot, you know, upgrade yourself to become a dark lord like us.
I genuinely have no clue what you're talking about, Jeremy, but I guess I support it.
Yeah. Woo! Jacob being a low-tier incubus.
My god, I don't even know what it means.
Oh yeah, now I remember what an incubus is. Yeah.
I'm searching.
You know what a succubus is, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I know what a succubus is.
It's the opposite of a succubus.
Yeah, I know. I just remembered from Interspecies Reviewers. I just remembered that.
Yeah, Jacob, a low-tier incubus.
You remember that guy from the show, right?
Oh, here we go. Incubus, yeah. Demon in male form that seeks to have sexual intercourse with sleep women. That's nice.
Bro, this nigga looked it
up,
the
corresponding spirit in female form called a succubus. Actually, I just got this straight up, just jogged into my brain, yeah.
This nigga looked it up.
Hey, I didn't know.
Jacob, you've committed a war crime right there.
Incubus doesn't really sound that bad.
Yo, Jacob, Jeremy, you remember when we were in the library and we got Lander to look up succubus in the dictionary and it actually came up?
Yep, I was like, damn. Dude, I was just like, okay, I don't deny it now.
Rest in peace.
We're just like...
Yo, and then we were gonna be. Then we were like, yo, Lander, look up incubus. And he was like, nah, fuck you. I still can't believe, though, that we actually found succubus in the dictionary.
Amazing.
That's epic. That's a pro gamer move.
That's like a move,
Jacob,
that we can...
You'll always be a low tier incubus, dog. Just know that.
Can we just move on now?
Let's go, Jacob, being low tier incubus.
I'm working up to it, alright? Jeez.
Jacob, you know what you should do?
What?
Join Carnage every day.
Okay. We'll do it after.
I might actually, Yo, Jacob. Yo, you should download Genshin Impact on your phone.
Dude, I want to, but I can't because my phone is not supported.
Yeah. I think I told you this, Cisco, but unfortunately, we have to, our phones have to have, like, the update, you know, that we could do that.
Yeah, I remember, yeah. Because I have the iPhone SE 2020.
See, Jacob? I told you. He flexing, because he rich now.
Yeah, exactly. You said you weren't rich last time.
I got the iPhone SE 2020, which is the equivalent of the iPhone 11, bro. Y'all
my
smell
suspicions
y'all smell
were
that?
Right.
Smells like poor in here. Smells like broken here.
I mean, I have AirPods, which it makes me poor. Rich enough to counter Jacob.
And you're poor, too.
I smell broke, and it's coming from Jacob's direction.
Oh, my God.
Well, Jacob, what are you going to do? Reflect it with your iPhone?
Leave me alone. Yeah. I'm kind of rich. I got $20 in my pocket.
Bro, guess what, man? Guess what I got?
What?
$50 in my pocket.
No. Only the real demons like me know. I have $3,000.
Damn, boy.
How?
He rich.
How is this happening?
I used my internal brain to work at this place called Scully Packing, and I worked there for 1 month and a half, and that's how I gained money. Unfortunately for you, you were growing your community and your career. For me, I was... planning for my future.
Dude, my career isn't even growing. It's not even a career anymore. It's just a side hobby.
Bruh, you got less than 200 subs on your channel, man. I doubt you're successful.
I didn't say I was successful. I was just explaining how I'm not. Stop rubbing it in my face.
Yeah, Jacob, I'll support you for being not being successful.
Yo, I will too. I will send you a donation of 3/4.
Nice.
I'll make a counter to that donation. 1 cent. How about
nice.
That?
Nice. That's four.
Damn.
Yeah.
He really got me there.
Nice. So 4 coins.
Yeah. You know, you better thank me for giving that donation. You
Yo,
know?
Jacob. I mean, Jeremy. I can top that donation, man. I can top that shit.
What?
You wanna know how? I'm gonna top you with. Zero cents, man. I'm not gonna send.
Oh snap! Oh my Jesus! Damn, boy, what did you do, dog? Damn,
bro, I'd be flexing on this guy.
I don't get it,
Jacob. You better be thankful for his donations, dog. I can't even top that, dude.
Best be thankful for my donation of 0 cents. best be real appreciative.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the high donation, man. That's going to help me up so much. Also, by the way, if you don't know what Genshin Impact is, it's a basically Zelda, Breath of the Wild. If it was anime waifus.
We're not sponsored.
Hey, I didn't say
that.
I was sponsored. I was explaining because we're going to be talking about Genshin Impact.
We're going to get demonetized with Genshin Impact.
We are not sponsored.
I didn't
Jacob.
Say we were sponsored. We I was just explaining. I was explaining what it is.
We are not sponsored by Genshin Impact, the free mobile game inspired by The Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild, which is completely free to play on the iOS and Android store, which you should definitely download right now.
Yeah, link will be in the description,
we are
but
not
also
sponsored
not.
By them.
Yeah, the link will be in the description, but also not. It's very secret, you know? Because we're not sponsored. We just have the link down there, but we're not sponsored. Yeah.
But Jacob, we don't have any links. Hey, shut up.
Maybe.
It's kind of cringe,
bro.
We'll
see.
I mean, Jacob, how are you going to counter the cringe, dog?
Yeah, I don't know, man. But let's move on to our next topic.
Bro, we're going to...
Am I right? Number one? Since we haven't really talked about our topics yet.
We're talking about interspecies reviewers.
Yeah, interspecies reviewers. Let's go. Interspecies reviewers.
Interspecies
bro, let's give it a review.
Reviewers. Yeah, let's go.
Have you even watched the show, Jacob?
It's been a while, all right?
Have you watched it?
Episode 1 and 2. And
yes or no?
Yeah, a little bit of it, yeah.
I watched the whole series. I am a dedicated fan of the show, and I get it.
Yeah, there's a lot of anime on my watch
list,
all right?
We deserve an OVA. We deserve an OVA, a second season as well.
Yes, we do. I am going to be the first to say it, but I really like this show, man. 10 out of 10.
You're not the first to say it.
No. It's a 69 out of 69. Yeah,
69 out of 10.
Yeah.
You know what? I can top that review. 420 out of 69.
Hell nice. Yeah. That's epic.
In all honesty, it's actually a really good show that's quite different from every other thing. For one, it is not obscure anime with I forgot what I was gonna say. With obscure themes, number 533 is not that. It actually is quite different. Like, it does have a bit of the generic adventurer gangs or like generic adventurer group sort of thing. But it takes a really good, cool twist on that little theme. Unlike Goblin Slayer, which is definitely gets a bit boring after the first couple of episodes.
Oh my god, you compare it to Goblin Slayer?
Goblin Slayer belongs to the streets.
Yeah, man, Goblin Slayer, it has that little like adventurer group, like a group of adventurers going off on quests. The same as with Ishizuku Reviewers, but unlike Goblin Slayer, it doesn't get boring after the couple of episodes once the little group of adventurers is formed. Yeah. Like, Goblin Slayer, a couple of episodes into the little group of adventurers, it does get really boring. Like, nothing happens. There's just too much dialogue. But when we look at Ishizuku Reviewers, bro, the dialogue is epic, bro. It's an epic show.
So, yeah.
They don't waste a single minute in doing their quests, man.
Unlike Goblin Slayer, Ishizuku Reviewers actually has a story. An interesting story.
Yes. Very interesting indeed.
Get destroyed, Goblin Slayer. May you rest in death.
I mean, the first episode of Goblin Slayer, like, really got me into it. Like, bro, this stuff's different. It's different from everything else. Like, it's got some dark themes. And I wish that it was only with the healer girl and the Goblin Slayer guy and ditch the adventurer group thing. Like, it's just the adventures of this one girl and this one guy just slaying goblins.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would have actually been cool. But they kind of dumped it out the window with adding the Lizard Boy and the other guys.
18 plus Gravity Falls.
I think it was Lizard Boy. Yeah, I forgot. I haven't watched the show in a while. It may have gotten better, but I don't really feel like going back and watching it.
Yeah. All right. So, for our first topic, actually, though, let's talk about the recent anime that we've watched that we've been watching. Unlike you, you know, Francisco, which you haven't watched an anime for a while, you know, let's just talk about the anime that you have watched.
I haven't watched anime in, like, 2 months.
Alright, so...
The last anime that I watched, I forgot its name. It was called...
Reviewers?
No, it wasn't that, man. I haven't watched that shit in, like, half a year. It was on Netflix. I forgot. Oh, yeah, I remember now. It was the Uran Host Club.
I just said Host Club.
Oh. I actually really like it. It's a reverse harem. Like, a regular harem is where there's a bunch of girls fussing over one... A regular harem is where there's a bunch of girls fussing over one guy. A reverse harem is where there's a bunch of guys fussing over one girl. Yeah, and they all be simping for that one girl, but it's actually a really good anime. I definitely had
that to my watch list. I did have it on my watch later on Netflix, but Netflix has been canceled. So, like, my whole subscription and just Netflix itself, which I don't have a problem
with. Yeah, it's epic. I don't care.
So,
no one cares, Jacob. No one cares about your subscription. But what people do care is the fact that this show is actually pretty good. It's like, what's it called? The only things I have against this show is the fact that there's the rival faction, and in this show it's a neighboring girls' school called Lobelia, and goddamn, man, this these people are so this faction is really annoying, man. They're the reason I kind of dropped the anime and haven't really gotten back to it, because that the latest episode that I was watching, it's kind of trash with them. I'm not gonna lie, but the first couple of episodes, like, it reminds me of Scum's Wish, in the fact that the first episodes are good, but then once it goes on for a while, it does start to
definitely.
Yeah, it starts to wear down. Like, it starts to get a bit more how do I say it? Boring.
Hmm.
It starts to get boring the longer it goes on, but
sounds a lot like Nisekoi.
I'm gonna go back and watch it, and it might get better after this one episode. But this one, that episode, a bunch of episodes with the Lobelias, it's really annoying.
Mm. All right, well,
let's hear.
What about you, Jeremy?
Let's hear from Jeremy now.
I'm sorry, but as you well know, I love romance. It doesn't even matter, and I also love action, and it doesn't matter. I know. But I support both your ideas, even if it's trash or not. It's still, I support it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's hear from Jeremy. What anime have you been watching lately?
Oh, well, currently, right now, I've just finished The Misfit of the Demon Academy. It's basically... the story was, a demon lord and a hero. And the demon lord was like, yo, kill me so that, you know, the world could be at world peace. And the hero was like, yo, sure. And then when the demon lord reincarnates, he realizes that... my throat hurts. But he realizes that he reincarnates and, you know, he's super OP. And everyone else basically... falls in love for him. Anyone comes at his past, it's all dead. And he tries to conquer the new demon era, demon world era. And that's basically it.
Nice.
Whatever.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, I've recently been watching.
Some people say it,
a bit of it.
Some people say it's bad because obviously it's like, you know, you already know that the guy is, you know, overpowered. So yeah. Some people say it's trash, but it's all right for me. That's up to you if you think it's trash or not. I don't care. I still support your idea.
All right.
They're calling him like a Mary Sue.
Well, I haven't finished the anime, but
hey,
it's
maybe.
Pretty good so far where I'm at.
Yeah.
Like I said, I haven't really watched any anime as of late, so I wouldn't really know much.
Cisco, it doesn't really matter if you watch anime, you know? We're still homies, like, you know? Like, who gives a
damn? I am planning to watch ReZero or...
ReZero, let's go.
Do it.
ReZero.
You need to.
I'm thinking of watching ReZero or Konosuba, of the two.
Both of them are really good.
Yeah, Konosuba is more of the comedy side, and for ReZero, it's kind of like, I don't know how to explain it, Jacob. Why don't you
tell them? It's like a psychological isekai, where our boy Subaru,
I read the description.
Not the car, all right, gets isekai'd into this another world. Don't know what's happened. All right, he's just there, and then. He finds out that he's able to return by death. Whenever he dies, he returns back to a certain point so he can redo the thing over again. All right. Hence the name ReZero. Starting life in another world.
Damn.
And honestly, for the first, like, few episodes of the series, it kind of gets, you know, like, trash because, you know, he keeps returning by death. But if you watch the whole series, it gets good.
I didn't really feel the episodes were all trash. I was really interested in all of them because I was interested in how.
So I mean, like, every time he dies, he has to like restart.
Yeah. Pretty much, and that's what was the trash about? Because you know, it's like you died of a new game, and you have to restart with with everything new. Like you didn't have the materials you had, so you know, think about that.
I didn't really. In my opinion, I don't think any of the episodes in season one were trash. In my opinion, I really enjoyed them mostly because I was interested in how Subaru's character would act when having to deal with having to do it over and over again. So basically, paying attention to his perspective of him, you know, having to die and die over and over again until he gets it right. That was his, so.
Damn. Sounds like he should have saved his progress, man. He should have saved his. He should have saved, man.
Yeah, I
definitely.
I'm sure he would too. He should have
turned on quick save.
I'm sure he'd want to too.
He
should have gone to that
quick save.
Francisco, he should have gone to that one cat that, you know, that says, "I'll save your progress here." He should have done that. But
just
he
go
didn't.
Just go to the phone booth. Like all the phone booths.
Nah, he didn't do that.
But like too bad.
He turned off his Xbox while it was quick saving.
Yeah.
But I just went quiet.
Who got a fight? Who got in a fight?
Joe.
Oh, mama. Damn it.
That was my fault. You know, I deserve that.
The only thing I know, about ReZero, I think this is ReZero. I'm not sure. I'm uncultured, as some say, but the only thing I know about ReZero is that there's that one trap, like, femboy.
No, no! No! Don't bring it up.
No!
Stop reminding me of these terrible memories.
No, Cisco, you don't want to go into the depths.
Yeah, the depths of darkness. You don't want to go, we don't want to go there.
The depths of traps.
The only thing I know about ReZero is that cat girl guy.
Felix.
I forgot his, yeah, Felix. Yeah, there it is.
Felix. They say it two, two ways. It's Felix and Felix. I don't know why. That's just the way.
I like Felix. It reminds me of PewDiePie and Fix It Felix.
Yeah, but man.
I don't want PewDiePie to be a trap, though.
Nah. PewDiePie just needs to wear an anime girl outfit, and he'll be fine.
Yeah, and the only thing I know about Konosuba is that that Megumin is Jacob's waifu, and that she's gonna be my first victim once I become a Rule 34.
Oh, that's
artist.
A hell no from me, dude. Ain't happening.
Hey, Cisco. Just know, what do you call this? She's 13, so, you know, and it's technically been a year, so she's still 14. So, you know, we have to call the FBI on Jacob right now.
I may be a one-tier incubus, but I'll destroy Jacob. You.
Jacob, Jeremy, one thing, though. Jacob is 15. He's only 1 year older, technically. And they're both, and Jacob is still not 18, so it's technically not illegal.
Hold up. Let me see. Oh. Let me see. When did.
Especially in Japan.
Oh, Jacob, don't go to Japan right now. Don't you dare.
Yeah, in Japan, the age of consent is like 13.
Yeah, released in 2019. Oh, it's about to be 2021.
Jacob,
so.
You better not do it, man. You better don't do it.
She's about to be 15.
Yeah, Jacob, just like Nike says. Just like Nike says, don't do it.
Do it.
Bro, Jacob's gonna go to Japan and meet up with his waifu.
He's gonna get, you know, destroyed. He's gonna get rejected, you know.
First
why?
Of all.
Because his waifu doesn't exist. Oh,
I'll get isekai'd. I'll isekai myself. I'll get hit by a truck and die of shame.
Don't worry, Truck-kun will Truck-kun will make sure you don't get isekai'd.
No. He's gonna send you to the gulag,
just
man.
The truck just goes in reverse as soon as I try and like get hit by it. It's like nope.
Man, that truck's gonna send you to the gulag, man, and you're gonna die after this one guy spams you with C4.
Oh, that does not sound fun. All right. So now that it's all quiet and everything, let's move on to our next topic, you know? Or actually, no. You guys haven't asked me about what my anime that I've been watching recently is.
Jacob, you have an anime profile picture. Your opinion doesn't matter.
Hey, Jeremy does too. And he shared his opinions just fine.
Does John Wick count as an anime character?
Hey, mine isn't an anime character here either. But I see on your Google profile is an anime character.
Jacob?
Who decided artwork was an anime profile, huh, kid?
Oh my gosh.
Jacob, Keanu Reeves is not an anime girl.
I just said his Google profile picture is an anime character, not his profile picture there. It's different on the Google Doc that he shows up there.
No one asked, Jacob, you have an anime profile picture. Even if all these arguments were true, your opinion doesn't matter. You have an anime profile
picture. I care. I wear my profile picture with passion. And I'm proud of it.
Like rations.
Oh my.
Jacob, you have an anime profile picture. Your opinion doesn't matter.
When does that ever become a thing?
Oh, it's time. No, Jacob. And it's time to kill your bladder.
Oh.
Time to kill your bladder, dude. Gonna send your bladder to the gulag.
God, you guys are the worst.
And we're, and you know what's funny, Jacob? Your bladder's gonna be sadder.
That's racist.
That was actually really funny.
I'm not laughing.
I was not expecting that.
I feel offended.
I was not expecting that at all.
And Jacob, if I offend you, I'm not going to apologize for it, because that's life.
All right, let's hear Jacob's animes for this month.
All right, so recently, I finished Boogie Pop Phantom. Anybody of you know that?
Is he the boogeyman?
No, it's have you ever heard of Serial Experiments Lane? Then.
Oh, but I think you're a science experiment.
Oh my god! I didn't say science. I said cereal, and not as the cereal as in the freaking breakfast. I mean cereal as in a serial number. Serial Experiments in the Lane.
Bruh, what are all of these obscure animes that you watch, man? Like, no one's ever heard of
these. At least it's not only Dragon Ball. At least I'm actually cultured and I go and look at all the animes I can find.
Dragon Ball is more cultured than the animes you're saying.
What, but going, oh, Kamiyamiya! You know, how is that cultured?
Yeah.
That's just being annoying.
Honestly, that's actually a lot better, because actually a lot of people watch it, and all you're watching is just some obscure anime that came out of, like, nowhere.
What do you mean? It's kind of popular. Well, not, like, totally popular now, but it was back then. It came out in, like, 1998.
That was then. This is now. Stop relying on the past. Move on to the future.
Why are you guys so against me? Yeah, you guys haven't even watched it.
Sounds kind of cringe, not gonna lie.
What do you mean? It's good.
Wouldn't even binge.
But I love how me and Jeremy are just ganging up on you without even questioning
anything. Why is this happening to me? I thought we were all friends.
Get wrecked. Get wrecked. Oh, no.
Guess what? You're you know? That's what you are.
Jacob, get wrecked. Get wrecked, like in, you know, like in Carnage, like I wrecked you in your videos. Like, get wrecked.
Well, guess what?
Jeremy's mic quality makes this all the more better.
Yeah. Oh my god. Like, Jeremy, keep your mouth at least a little bit away from the mic. You're, like, killing me.
Who decided that?
Jeremy's mic. Jeremy's mic is, like, low quality, and it just sounds like a meme show.
I know, it sounds like a freaking ear rape. I hate it, but I love it at the same time.
I did it for the memes. I did it for the memes so that I could have the dreams. Got my teams.
Amazing. Amazing rap, yeah.
Bro, Jeremy dropping them bars, dude. Jeremy, yo, dude, Eminem's been quite... Not Eminem.
Eminem. Oh my... What?
M&M's, okay, M&M's, you're gonna start me in a chocolate, dude, okay.
I eat it for every dessert. Bro. On my pancakes, on my steak, on my computer. That MacBook sandwich with a...
Okay, you do not put M&M's on your steak.
I do.
That's bro, weird. Jeremy's,
I do, and it's good.
Don't put M&M's bro, on a Jeremy's sandwich.
One of those, Jeremy's one of those rappers that Eminem is too scared of to diss.
Yeah. Just like Discord, you know?
Yeah.
Jacob, you better watch out, because, you know, I'm here, you know?
Oh, God.
Like,
yo, Jeremy's going to pull up with the Uzi and go, ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Damn. Nah, Cisco would be my sidekick right there.
Yo, I'm going to drive you out, man. I'm going to drive you away. Yo, dude, we got to get out of here, man, before the coppers get here.
All right, so...
Just like In-N-Out says, you know, we're going to push... We're going to throw you in and throw you out.
All right, Jake, what other obscure anime that no one's ever heard of have you been watching as of late?
I've actually been watching one that a lot of people know of. It's called Psycho Pass.
Don't worry. That show deserves some psychological thought, which you do not
I
have.
I do have. And that's why I even mentioned Zoo Experiments Lane and Boogie Pop Phantom. It requires... billions of psychological thought IQ. What do you mean? Only if you would actually watch the animes, you'd understand what I'm talking about. It's basically the end of Evangelion, but basically the whole anime is that ending.
Oh, Cisco is bringing up Evangelion, dog. No, we're gonna throw trash.
Why
at you
are
now?
You guys so
no.
against me for everything?
Because it's funny, man. It's
God
funny.
Dang it.
It's for the memes.
You should listen to yourself, man. Like, listen to the podcast recording after this, man. It's freaking
I'm gonna
funny
have
as hell.
To because man. I'm the one who's
and
editing.
And later on, it's gonna be cringe.
I want to sleep.
Oh, too bad, Jacob. You gotta stay up and edit this
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I do. And then I'm gonna have to miss
man,
first period.
I mean,
period.
Jacob... You'll probably cut out the best parts of, you know, the whole podcast.
No.
You know, us destroying you this whole time, and honestly, get wrecked.
I'm not going to cut out anything.
Doesn't matter, get
I'm
wrecked.
Not going to cut out anything. This whole podcast is one thing. It's a one go.
You're going to, you're not going to edit this thing at all.
I mean,
all.
Of course I'm going to edit it, but I'm not going to do splits and, like, cut out certain sections of it. I basically get the background, okay, I lay the
good,
audio over it, and then, you know, and then, like, tweak it up a little bit, like, fix the audio, and make it sound nice, add in some music, yeah.
I mean, Jacob, all we know is, you know, get ready.
Oh my god. So this is definitely the Lazy Lads podcast. This is what the first official episode is supposed to be, you know? Everybody attacking me.
Who decided I was lazy?
This is amazing.
This is the first
who decided that was lazy?
Yeah, man, this is the official first episode in the Lazy Lads lore that's actually canon.
Definitely not spinoff.
Yeah.
Definitely will have spinoff someday, but... No, I'm not. Right now, this is the real deal.
It will have spinoffs, but this is the first canon episode that will be added to the Lazy Lads lore.
All right, well.
You know what will be the most interesting piece of lore of this podcast? Is that Jacob told a 12-year-old that she had
nice
knees.
Oh, my God. I want to die. Leave me alone.
Jacob,
it was a pure
accident. Jacob, that will be your origin story, you know, just like in every anime. Your
Yo,
origin
get
story
Chris
is...
Hansen in here, man. You gotta get him. You gotta get Jacob, man.
Oh.
Yeah, dude. Jacob.
Chris Hansen's gonna pull up with the Uzi, dude.
Dude. Can we stop talking about
like,
this?
Pa-pa-da-pa-pa.
It was a pure accident. Alright.
Bro, that you telling a sixth grader that she has nice knees is worse than when you rezzed me in front of a roadhog.
Oh my god.
In Overwatch.
I don't
Jeff
even
Kaplan
know what you're talking
Blizzard
about.
Studios.
I don't even play Overwatch.
You rezzed me. You rezzed me on Elios Lighthouse.
I don't know what you're saying.
And a roadhog grabbed me. He grabbed me and threw me into the well, and I died thanks to you rezzing me at the worst possible time.
Oh my god.
I could have pressed Q and gotten play of the game, but you rezzed me at the worst possible time.
Accidents happen, man.
For your contribution to my
day. Accidents happen. We're all human, alright? Except for Jeremy, he's a demon, and apparently I'm an incubus.
I mean, Jacob, you can't stop, you know? You gotta keep going in, you know? Just like what you are.
Oh my god.
I can't stop you.
Yeah, the whole bruh, gist of this episode is...
I bet Jacob...
What?
Bro, I bet Jacob quit being a Mercy main and switched off to be a Brigitte main after
failure
of a res.
Trash. Yep, trash.
We get it. You're a Brigitte gain. Failure of a res. You're a Brigitte gain. That's what you are. Yeah.
Bruh, after his immense failure as a Mercy main, Jacob had to retreat to becoming a Brigitte main, one that requires no aim and skill to play.
Yep.
Because he was so embarrassed of his Mercy
play.
Can
I at least get a little bit of context out of this?
Where he rezzed me on Ilios Lighthouse, and I got grabbed by a Roadhog.
Trash. Yeah. Yeah, honestly, she's
trash.
Jacob deserves what he gets. He needs to go to jail.
Oh my god.
For those crimes.
We're not even doing like what we were planning to do anymore. We're just saying crap.
Your Overwatch SR competitive points are going to drop to zero after that awful Mercy play on Ilios Lighthouse where you resurrected me and I got grabbed by a Roadhog.
And Cisco, you know why he will be remembered?
Why?
Be remembered as that one guy that that rezzed you in front of a Roadhog and called a sixth grader. You know, he wants that.
When are we gonna stop this?
you told her that she had.
How was I supposed to know? How was I supposed to know she was a sixth grader?
You told her you wanted to lick the knees. You told her you wanted to lick the knees.
I wanted to collect them.
Unacceptable.
Scalp them off.
Unacceptable.
Scalp them off. I didn't want to do anything like that. I wanted to get the good old butcher knife.
Unacceptable, Jacob. Mm,
just clean.
Told her you wanted to lick the knees. Disgusting.
I put them in jars and I put them on my bookshelf. I look at them.
But you're acting as if that's any
better. It is better. Because I don't like them because that's disgusting.
Any better, bro. You're freaking worse than mini lad, dude.
And I save the jars and I sell them for millions of dollars.
If you actually think about it, that's actually worse.
God, why did I say anything? All right, let's move on to the next topic, guys. Come on. Number two.
Just edit that segment out.
No, we're not. This is all staying in. This is what podcast episodes are supposed to be. It's a one thing. So, like, everything that we've said, it's staying in. We're not cutting anything out. Yeah. Damn. That's just how it is, man. Unless we have, like, sponsorships. Then we just like insert something in, like the sponsored part, you know? Yeah. And
speaking of our sponsor, I would like to announce our sponsor for this episode, marketplace.tf. What? The marketplace where you can sell TF2 items for straight cash, be it trading, selling, or buying items. Marketplace.tf is 10% cheaper than the Steam Community Market.
Link in the description.
Jacob's like, I'm just dead. Let me just do what they want. Okay.
Next topic! Alright, we're going to talk about horror anime, our favorite. Horror anime from psychological to mystery to thriller, you know. Let's talk about it. Do we have any favorites?
That's an easy one for me. Mine is Another? Another is just epic, man. I freaking love that
show. That's the only
show.
One you've seen?
Hmm? It's the only... It's
I'm
pretty
talking
much
to
the only... It's pretty much the only horror anime I've ever
you
seen.
You gotta span out.
Nah, man.
Do you wanna go?
I wanna go to my homework. Larry
and
some of yours.
Yeah, sorry guys, I'm talking about my brother. Let me mute myself and go on with the video.
As you're...
No, I'm going to mute myself too. I got to go use the restroom. Be right back.
I see how it is. All right, let's go. As we were talking about, you know, our favorite horror anime, you said yours was only another. So,
yeah. I'm not really a big fan of the horror genre, man. I don't like being spooked all that much.
Okay. What about...
I really don't like it. I really hate stuff like jump scares.
Yeah. I mean, that's totally opposite
that's
for me.
That's the stuff that haunts my dreams.
Totally opposite for me. I love getting
scared. Here, Jacob, here. Let me tell you what's the most scariest thing in, like, the world right now. You know, I was casually looking through Instagram. You know, I was watching this video. It was just dark at the first start. And few seconds later, this girl with a shark outfit scared me so much, I was crying the whole night.
Wait.
Got scared by Gargura.
Gargura.
Gargura. Pronounce it right.
Gargura.
Gargura.
You got scared by a Gargura. Jeremy got scared by Gargura.
I think I've heard about this before.
Was so scared,
Jeremy.
That,
was it the girl being all like quiet and then all of a sudden,
No,
that
wasn't that.
That's a part that really
got
me.
Out of
nowhere. I jumped out of my seat. I was like, holy crap.
Oh, dude, I was so scared. She's just like, rawr! I was like, oh, snap. Oh, she's too dangerous to be left alive.
She's an apex predator,
says. You know what we should do? Yo, you guys know what we should do? We should become VTubers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, like, you know, like, I bet Jacob's gonna be like, I'm gonna wear an anime outfit and become a fanboy.
I'm gonna be a super kawaii ass anime girl.
Yeah, C-School, you gotta make that booty too, you know?
I think I'll become my signature incubus.
Jiggle physics.
Yeah.
Francisco, he's gonna, you know, edit his schlong so that, you know, it could be so big and everyone like it.
Oh my god.
So
that's a
level
lot,
1.
Jacob. I mean,
no, that's
me.
Too small. Level 2. You know, just boosted to level 10. Oh Jesus. Okay. Yeah, it's a little large, but okay, what's the button to go back?
I think Jacob would probably make himself like a demon or something. Just because
You know why he wanted to do that? So that, you know, he could get like, you know, like simps like left to right, like, you know, $10,000.
Female,
you know, like,
simps.
And you know, Francisco, you know, they'd be like, Jacob will tell them to be like, become my simp samurais.
Simp samurais.
Yeah, Jacob.
Yes.
No.
You'll fight.
Jacob, I bet you're gonna... No, Jacob, you're gonna be... For Halloween, you're gonna be that one incubus that has the largest schlong ever, dude.
Definitely. Hell yeah. I'd do it just for the memes.
Oh my god.
You have no dreams.
My god. When are we gonna stop these puns and rhymes?
This is so stupid.
I mean, it's up to fate, you know? I could just die here.
Wait, guys. If Jacob is gonna make himself a demon for his VTuber icon, what will Jeremy make himself?
Yeah.
I wouldn't really care, because VTubing is... It's like right now it's popping off, like it's like me, you know, popping off in Carnage and destroying, you know, Jacob's ass like I always do, and you know, I don't really care about VTubing. Like VTubing is like an option. It's like, you know, streamers, whatnot. I don't give a damn. That's up to you guys. I'm a just be like Kool-Aid Man for Halloween, you know, just get a jug and be like, I'm Kool-Aid.
Not bad.
What's up?
So your VTubing icon would be Kool-Aid Man.
Oh yeah,
that's epic.
Kool-Aid Man with kawaii.
I mean, I'll never be like Jacob, who would, you know, become an incubus and have like the largest long in, you know, universe. But yeah, hey, don't judge.
No, I'm
man.
Actually looking at anime incubuses in my Google images.
Whoa, you're looking at with whoa, the large longs. Whoa, Cisco, I think he has the big gay dude.
Well, I think I also think that Jacob has caught the big gay.
Hey,
so what have you done?
That there's no problem with you saying that a guy looks that, pretty, Jeremy. Okay?
Jeremy.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, and yeah, we gotta throw him out, dude. Just like in and out, you know, in, and he's never coming out.
Get out of here, Jacob, and go to the mega gay zone.
Where all the triple gays like you belong.
Oh, sorry, I can't hear you over the awesomeness of these people's awesome Final Fantasy hair.
You sent traps into the sauce. You sent traps into the hentai server channel, and now you will be cast into the gay zone.
And Jacob, I would totally accept if you were a reverse trap, but you're not, so, just like they say in the old days, au revoir, kono yaroga.
That's it. I'm looking at pictures of Final Fantasy 15 Noctis.
Oh, that guy. Oh,
whoa.
He's got a nice beard. Okay.
Whoa.
They're very fluffy and nice.
That's kind of gay.
It's not gay.
That's kind of gay. A man complimenting another man? That's kind of gay, bro. That's not gay. That's kind of gay. Right, yeah, Jacob? I mean, Jeremy?
Then fine. Yeah, fine. That's gay. I have no problem being gay. I'm gay now. All right.
Oh, snap. Cisco. Cisco, you better be at least 20 miles away from him. Good thing I am. Because, you know, anyone in that radius will also feel his touch.
Oh, no. Jesus.
God, we're going to get so much hate.
Good thing I'm away.
People are going to hate us now.
I mean, Jacob, just like every trap, in anime history, just don't get close to me. And obviously social distance and double the social distance. Wear like 5 masks. Also wear a hazmat suit because, I don't want to see any of that girlish hairs or whatever.
Bro, this is so homophobic.
Yeah, people are gonna hate us, man.
That's kind of.
I'm not gay,
honestly.
But I do support the LGBTQ community.
Gay zone was kind of a joke. Like when we were like, "Fuck out of here and go to the mega gay zone." I mean, that was kind of a joke, but we're taking it too far now.
All right, Jacob. Just like every YouTuber tries to, find out a way. I blame it on you.
Yeah, blame Jacob.
Yeah, Jacob, I'm sorry, but it was you this whole time.
The worst podcast ever.
Always has been.
Jacob was the homophobic.
What?
The homophobe. Hashtag cancel Jacob.
Did you just say I'm homophobic?
Yes.
The hell do you mean? Yes.
Jacob is the homophobic of us, and he will be canceled.
I'm fully supportive of the LGBTQ community. What do you mean?
You're gonna be canceled on Twitter now, man. All the Tumblr,
Jacob,
are gonna call you.
I'm not
gay.
Homophobic.
They're all gonna call you homophobic, dude. They're gonna call you homophobic.
I'll
on Tumblr.
Never become my grandpa, you jerk. You big.
All the Redditors,
you big gun. You gun.
Cisco. What? Dude, if he's gonna have grandchildren, what do you think he's gonna do, dog? No, I don't.
Oh
wanna,
my god,
no, I don't want to even think about
I
it.
Hate
no.
you guys.
I don't even want to guess. No.
yeah, Jacob.
You guys are the worst.
All right.
I would press F to pay respects, but I would press S.
All right, Jake. All right, guys. All right, let's get back on track, man. We got way too off topic.
We've gotten off topic.
Okay.
Since like an hour ago. I've been trying to keep us on the actual topics.
All right, so Jeremy said that he was gonna be what for his VTuber icon?
Kool-Aid Man.
Oh yeah, he's gonna be Kool-Aid Man, and he's gonna be looking super kawaii.
Nah, I'll be extra thick, dude.
y'all wanna know what I'm gonna be for my VTubing icon?
Yo, Cisco, let me guess. Are you going to be talkies, dog? Because you're going to be fire.
That actually sounds like a good idea.
Nice.
No, man, I was going to say I was gonna do something like super funny, like I would just be a regular ass anime girl for VTuber icon, and then when some guy would like go in like, bro, you're my wife, what, just talking a male voice like, yo homie, that really appreciated. I really appreciate that I am your waifu, dude, but that's kind of gay.
Oh my god, here we go about the homophobic stuff again. We're gonna get trashed on. It's all because of you, Francisco.
If I become a VTuber, I'm gonna be an anime girl and just trick guys into like just going onto my stream, just like think some sort of girl doing VTuber. It's just a guy with a female guy. He's like, yo, dude, what's going on?
Hey, but first you gotta master your girl voice. Make them know.
I'm not gonna do a girl voice. I'm just gonna be speaking in a guy voice, and it's gonna be super.
But how
funny.
Will you learn lure them in?
Think of the funnies. Like they just if it's just like Twitch, all they see is a bunch of people on. Like if it were arranged like YouTube, they don't hear any audio or something. They just see some anime girl talking. These simps will go immediately on and be greeted by an anime girl with a man's voice, and it will be super funny. Epic trolling montage 2015.
Not gonna lie, that sounds kind of.
I mean, Jacob, I would support your. I'm not even gonna say anymore because it's too, you know, it's too dark. Like
that's racist.
Being an incubus and, you know, having the largest song in the universe.
What, me being an epic incubus? Huh?
Yeah.
I can be a succubus
definitely.
Too.
I would support it, but you know, I wouldn't watch, you know, your videos every
I wouldn't video it.
That nah, man,
it's secret.
Everyone would be watching my streams, man.
Yeah, and like the dark web. That would be like nobody. Maybe Mudahar.
Fucking hell. All right, we've veered way off topic. What's next on the bucket list?
Well, since you haven't watched this one yet, Francisco, here we are going into Shingeki no Kyojin trailer. What do we think about it? Give our predictions, you know? Hello?
I'm here.
All right, so that was the Lazy Lads podcast. Hope you enjoyed. Follow the channel or whatever it is that you were watching this on. And thank you for watching, like, listening to the Lazy Lads podcast. Thank you, guys. See you on the next episode of the Lazy Lads.